Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The hour now. It's the weekend overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio that you're about to hear. The DJ viewers include Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and me, Doug Steffen, with the charts from Talkers Magazine in the focus. We post these on our Facebook pages, our social media pages, our website at talkers.com as well. The week of February the 22nd to the 26th, with the stories and of the people. I think maybe I sort of try to change this up every week, ladies. We will start with the people list this week. Last week, I think we did the story list. All of these have been in the focus, according to Tucker, who are listening to all the stations around the country. They get there. You know, they get the drift of things. This is about national and local hosts and what they're talking about. So, at number 10 on the list is Tiger Woods. Anybody know what his status is as we go into the weekend? What the car accident, I think most people understand or know.
Pretty well, actually. They just moved him from where he was at UCLA Harper Medical Center over to Cedars Sinai. The reason that they do that is not necessarily for continuation of care, but because Cedars is actually built to handle all of the paparazzi and all of the media that are standing outside. And so they usually move celebrities there.
But what are they standing outside for? How ridiculous that is. What
I just don't know if it's that they're standing outside or if they're trying to sneak in. Think about how easy it is for one of those TMZ guys to try to sneak into a hospital and try to sneak. So I'm sure that's part of the equation. I don't know why they stand out there, especially when they know his life is not at risk. His career certainly may be, but yeah, I think like the good news here is that he escaped, and the sheriff's department in L.A. said he's lucky he was wearing a seatbelt because it's very possible that he wouldn't have gotten away.
He didn't walk away.
That's right.
All right, so that's the Tiger Woods reality at the end of the week. At number 9, people still talking about Rush Limbaugh. In fact, something started this week. It's sort of a what if. There are plenty of people listening to this program who are still big fans of Limbaugh. I'm sure they will be years to come. So there has been an idea floated, and I'm not sure whether it's by the syndicated premiere or where it came from, but there are those people who are asking around to see if there would be support for a 24/7 Rush Limbaugh channel that would have nonstop reruns of all of his programs from the first day he went on the air in 1988. Would you listen to that? How many people do you think would? There are plenty of Rush.
Exclusively, but I'd go through and check it out.
And whether that is what they don't think that's what they're going to do at noontime. That is, have three, they're doing it now, 3 hours of Rush playing back and forth. But it's kind of like when you get down to the nitty-gritty of how this has worked in the past. There have been shows, and American Top 40 is the one that comes to mind immediately. Casey Kasem is heard on stations all across the country, all weekend, every weekend, and has been. These are shows that were running in the 70s, and he was on for, I think, 14, maybe more than that. I can't remember how many years he was on. But they replay them on the weekend on the stations that fit into that format. Oldie stations, classic hit stations, that sort of thing. And they don't have, I don't believe, correct me if I'm wrong, that there's a Casey Kasem station anywhere, it wouldn't be a station, it would be a satellite destination where you could plug in and play, you know, like Scott Shannon has the True Oldies channel, and there are things like that that exist. But I don't think there's a Casey Kasem. But the weekends really is perfect, and they're still making a lot of money syndicating those shows. So I'm sure one of the motivations by the folks at Premier is to try to keep some of that $100 million a year in billing that Limbaugh had, which they will not keep with anybody else that they put in that slot, no matter how they slide. It wasn't just that. I don't want to get into the weeds too much here, but it wasn't that the advertising revenue was the only thing, because there were a lot of companies that paid millions of dollars to have Limbaugh on their stations, as well as paying, as allowing the advertisers to have him. Two ways of making money. So there are, but there are the. I think the movement is called Rush Rooms Radio Forever, something like that, or hashtag Rush Forever. So if. If you're up for that, I'm thinking it. I think, you know, I don't think it's a bad idea, frankly. It would be it's a good business move, and it's a good way to appease a lot of people that want to hear Rush and don't really want to listen to many other people that are on the radio, frankly. Okay, number 8 on the people list, Cyrus Vance Jr. This one has me completely baffled. I don't know what I mean.
Yeah,
I know
he's
who Cyrus
Southern
Vance
District of New York.
Okay, so he's going after.
Well, the Supreme Court allows his, all of Trump's tax returns and literally millions of documents, which is going to take months for them to go through, but it was all delivered to the Southern District.
People could say to me, well, you're not informed. Anything I see that has anything to do with Trump, I just drop it. I just go.
Well, it
potentially
could not be great news for Trump. So
well, I understand that.
Some
people may want to know that. I guess this is the thing. I just, for me, I'm done with Trump. I just hit the dump button when it comes to anything about Trump. All right, number 7 is Andrew Cuomo. And what's going on with him? There are a lot of things going on with him, but I think this is more about the charges of sexual abuse, right?
Is
it only one? Or is it one person?
Woman. It's one woman right now criticizing not just the governor for whatever he said and did to her. I guess he's tried to kiss her or forced a kiss from her. But it's about the culture in his office. A lot of women around it, she says, protect the normalize is commentary and that sort of thing. But it's multi-level for
him. Is it words or is it actions? What is it? A little of both?
She said both. Yeah, she said both. That he tried to, he did kiss her without her consent.
This is Lindsay Boylan. She's the one that worked on.
He also has got the nursing home scandal behind him where he took, and it's apparently growing not just from nursing homes now, but to group homes and to institutional settings where people with disabilities and people who have mental problems are housed. There is also an effort to put people into those places and when they had COVID-19. And so now you've got families who are upset, Democrats, Republicans, AOC has turned on him. People are calling for investigations into them, and there's already an effort. In California, we have a recall, and that means that when there's someone that's elected, you can go through the legal process of recalling that person if they are not demonstrating the leadership that is worthy of the state. And that is not the rules in New York. So they have to do an impeachment in New York. So you hear that I word again. So now there's a commission that's been formed. 60-day commission to see if they have to see what went on, number one, and to see if there should be a punishment for that in terms of an impeachment.
And what do you think? What's the collective here?
I think an investigation, both into this, I think he gets his day in court. I have always believed in due process. I believe that for Judge Kavanaugh, which he didn't, and I believe it for him. I think that there needs to be an investigation into what this woman's claims are when it comes to sexual harassment. And I think there absolutely needs to be an investigation into the nursing home and an investigation into whether or not his office was stonewalling. The bad news for him is that people in his office have already come out and said that they were stonewalling because they didn't want to have to turn over the numbers to the Department of Justice because, again, it all boils back to the guy you don't like to talk about, and that's Trump. Andrew Cuomo did not want to use the resources that the federal government gave him because he didn't want to have to create the storyline that Trump and the federal government actually helped him out. He wanted to say that he was able to do everything in the state of New York, and that worked for a while when he was writing books and collecting Emmy Awards, but now he's got to answer for it. And so I think if he did everything right and by the book, then he should have nothing to worry about.
All right, there it is. We're working on all of these items. You can find the list, as I said, on our social media at DJV Show or at talkers.com. This is the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay Kirshner is going to bring us up to date on some of the things that you're saying on our social media about these issues of the week as we continue.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades.
available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near-historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
All right, 17 after the hour, it's the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits from our perspective on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. So we're at Marjorie Taylor Greene on the People list, top 10 list this week. Has her, I'm wondering, I didn't realize she was back in the fold. I thought she had gone away kind of, not quietly, a few weeks ago, but apparently she's back in the fold. And
well,
I just wonder...
taunting her office mate, the woman whose office is across the hall from hers has a transgender child. And so in typical Marjorie Taylor Greene fashion, because, you know, she's all about humanity and being a wonderful person, she's posting all kinds of posters on her door that are anti-transgender.
What is the matter with this? Does a woman need psychological help?
There's, yes, that's the answer.
I mean, you get, but there are a bunch of, on both sides, these groups of people that are serving themselves and not their constituents. I mean, I don't know what you're going to say. AOC is kind of serving her constituents, but you look at the rest of the bunch, the squad, and then there are these others on the Republican side that are just there to glam and to talk, and to, what are they doing to advance the cause of the country? Or, I mean, they probably think they're doing God's work or something. I don't know what the hell they think.
I just think a war in the hallway between a Democrat and a Republican is not serving either party's constituents.
No.
It seems ridiculous
having
a war between, you know, holding up a transgender pride flag and holding up making anti remarks about it. Just doesn't make any sense. And what does that serve? All it's doing is wasting our time and our energy talking about it. Well, people are still suffering. It's so stupid.
Yep, and sure, it's self-serving. It shows you how selfish these people are. That's kind of where I come from. It's all about
them. It's a misguided fight. Fight for your constituents. It's not over a hallway.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or, you know, are Marjorie Taylor Greene's constituents all worked up about, is that the most important thing to them?
It doesn't even matter right now. Coronavirus and relief and the economy and opening schools are the things that are frustrating people most.
Yeah.
So,
that should be on the top of people's lists. So, you know, you get back. Did she replace somebody who retired or did she defeat somebody who was running against her? But who was the person that was there before from her district? You know, was it anybody that had made any noise?
I looked it up the last time around let's see who it is. I'll look it up. Go ahead.
I remember, like, when Presley was elected from the Boston district where Capuano was before, he just took his reelection for granted and she handed him his head. So, you know, there's some of that that goes on.
It was an open seat. She ran against Karen Handel, actually, got some.
Open
seat. Got big it. Democrat in the state.
21 after the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Friday, 3 after the hour now, the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Jay's in charge of our social media. And so let's take a pause here for a moment to see or hear. Well, you can see it if you go to at DJV Show on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.com/DJV Show, which I guess is where, Jay, we have more comments, do we, on Facebook than any of the other platforms? Or are we getting a little
Facebook
equalization?
Facebook definitely gets a lot more input, a lot more opinions are posted, which, I mean, we value that. We need opinions from all sides. That's right. How you have a good conversation.
I was looking at a comment from a fellow named Carl Kellogg on the Facebook page, talking about how I wouldn't be anywhere without Rush Limbaugh, basically.
I totally disagree with that. That's completely discounting your talent and your tenacity and your perseverance.
It's a reflection of what somebody says or thinks. Limbaugh was very influential.
But I think that's for you. Because
it has less to do with your talent,
you.
Though. I think it has less to do with your talent or anything like that. It has less to do with any of that. Would we be on the medium of talk radio right now?
Would AM radio, where most of the stations are existing?
And the answer to that is probably no. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So I think I don't think it's a shot at your talent or any of that.
No, I didn't take it that way. But it's interesting that people think that. All right, so Jay, what else do you see there that's of interest when it comes to some of the issues?
Stellantis, the parent company to Jeep, defending their use of Cherokee, stating that their vehicle names have been carefully chosen and nurtured to honor and celebrate. And they're willing to have an open dialogue, but they are not willing to change the name. And we ask people if it is tone deaf, do you agree with their stake on this? And 100% of people are giving opinions of no, Stellantis is doing the right thing.
Stellantis is the French-Italian company that owns Chrysler these days. Mark Lindsay with Paul Revere and the Raiders. I wonder if this song is going to be banned from the oldies channels now. This is a song. Want to crank this up a little bit, Bill? So we're going to ban. What's going to be left of our? Not that this is necessarily an important part of our culture, but under the circumstances, I mean, what's left? If you take away, we were talking on the program earlier about Mr. Potato Head, Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, and that getting yanked, even though maybe it isn't going to be yanked as hard as some thought at the beginning of the discussion. But still, I guess my question is, do you not have anything more in your lives than to worry about or get worked up or get your your panties in a wad about stuff like this when, as Jennifer just said, Jennifer, would you please recount what the important things are, at least where people who are thinking, what's the most important?
Well, I think getting past a pandemic, right, getting economically back, keeping people safe, and getting kids back to school. I think that's at the top of everybody's list.
I would think so. Well, you hope so.
And a question, too, is what constitutes cultural appropriation versus cultural appreciation? I mean, some things that are far away from the line, you can tell, but things that are closer to the line, where it is a little blurred.
Will you repeat that? That's brilliant. No, hold on just a second. Let's capture this thought in this moment for a minute. Repeat what you just said because it's brilliant.
What's the difference? When it's very far away from the line, some extremes I totally understand, but when you're closer to the line of cultural appropriation versus cultural appreciation, I don't understand.
I mean,
appropriation versus appreciation.
Yeah, that's a debate that's been going on for years, and that's I think a lot of people come out of that thinking if you're profiting off of it, then it's appropriation.
Appropriation.
And if you're not, and you're just, look, if you love Japanese culture and you want your entire house to be filled with shoji screens and everyone sits on the floor, that's not appropriation, that's appreciation.
No. Right.
Unless you're selling your house, you know what I mean? You're not making money and profiting
thing.
Off of it and kicking
no.
someone else out of the space.
And
then
when some people talk about hairstyles, like cornrows, I was on a competitive dance team growing up. We had all kinds of people. And, I mean, there were a couple dances where our uniform was to be in cornrows. Me, a white girl, you know, woman now, but a girl at the time, I had cornrows. But we were supposed to. Is that cultural appreciation or appropriation?
All right, we continue with our look at what's going on here on the DJV overview. The hot hits and talk radio are what we're working on.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Now, many of you may not want to admit it, but if you think about it, are you really being manipulated by your dogs and cats? You know, just by watching your dog or cat do certain things, banging in a water bowl, for example, when it's empty, so that you fill it, or nuzzling you first thing in the morning so you get up, get out of bed, and go for a walk, you can tell that your dog and your cat is absolutely making choices. They've learned by experience that you may roll over and go back to sleep unless they're very persistent. Your dogs and cats have found out by trial and error that you will allow them to jump onto bed with you every third time they attempt it. Once your dog or cat has figured out your likes and dislikes, they're probably going to learn to manipulate them for their own purposes. For this reason, it's crucial to be consistent with your pets. They learn through association. The more consistency, the better the relationship. You're not the only ones manipulated by. To me, as a pet therapist, the pet behaviorist, the pet psychologist, I'm manipulated by my pets every single day. And you know what? I don't mind it. I'll more next time.
Good morning, private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Drill Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump was the keynote speaker at Sunday night's Conservative Conference, or CPAC, in Orlando, Florida.
We went through a journey like nobody else. There's never been a journey like it. There's never been a journey so successful. We began it together 4 years ago, and it is far from being over.
Mr. Trump laid out his future vision for America and gave a negative assessment of the Biden administration's policies so far. Texas' largest and oldest electric power cooperative on Monday filed for bankruptcy protection in federal court in Houston, Texas. Citing a disputed $1.8 billion bill from the state's grid operator, Brazos Electric Power Cooperative is one of dozens of electricity providers facing enormous charges from a severe cold snap last month that severely crippled the power grid. On Saturday, the FDA authorized Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use, adding a third American vaccine produced under Operation Warp Speed. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
If you have the chance to read the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package pass along party lines by the House Friday, you would understand this package has very little to do with COVID relief. Dan Naraki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau reports.
The Senate will take up a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package next week. It was passed in the House on Friday along party lines, but senators may still make significant changes to the bill before they pass their own version of it. Senator Steve Daines says it won't matter what ends up changing. The COVID relief bill does not provide enough COVID relief. The Montana Republican tells Fox News that the bill should be focused on vaccination efforts.
The economy is strengthening. The infection rates are going down. We should focus on the vaccinations, but we don't need this massive, massive $1.9 trillion. Keep in mind, Mike, when you add up what's been spent in the last 12 months, if we pass Pelosi's wish list here, that'll be nearly $6 trillion of borrowed money for COVID aid. And the sad part about it, most of the dollars in this package are not really COVID aid. It is really Nancy Pelosi's payoff.
The House approved it in a 219-212 mostly party-line vote as two Democrats joined all Republicans in opposing it. In a number 24 Chevrolet that steadily improved its performance as the sun went down, William Byron ran a decisive victory in Sunday's Dixie Vodka 400 at Homestead Miami Speedway Sunday. With Tyler Reddick, Kyle Larson, and Martin Truex Jr. battling for second place behind him, Byron cruised to a 2.7-second victory over Reddick. NASCAR invades Las Vegas, Nevada next weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The last week of February is in the focus here in our overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. The DJV gang, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen. We've gone through the people. Well, we're going through the people list. Next up is Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. Who's taking that one on?
Or Kyrsten Sinema. I like the way you said it.
What's her name?
Just Kyrsten Sinema.
Is it spelled weird, though? Is it spelled K-Y-R? Because that would be Kyrsten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
okay. So now you her last name is Jennifer.
Her last name is just Sinema.
Okay. As in Max Sinema or whatever. So what's the story?
Who is she now that we've butchered her name?
Yes,
okay.
Right,
she is the senator from Arizona. Joe Manchin is the senator from West Virginia. And the reason that they would be trending this week is because they're the two most powerful people in Washington, D.C. right now. You thought it was Joe Biden? Ha, 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 ha. No, it's these two Democrats who are the considered to be the more moderate Democrats in the Senate. And because the Senate is split 50-50, Democrats and Republicans, there's a lot of attention being focused on these two to see what they're going to do, what they're going to vote on, who they're going to confirm in the nomination
process. And what
have
they done so far that makes them of note?
So this week, to the things that they've been making news about, let's see. First of all, a lot of confirmation hearings going on in the Senate and some controversial ones. The two most controversial, well, we'd add a third, but Neera Tanden, who's been nominated for Office of Management and Budget, OMB, had tweeted nasty things about almost every senator sitting in the chamber, Democrats, Republicans alike. She's really torn.
She did not discriminate.
No, she tore people up. And before her nomination, or before her confirmation hearing, she actually went through and deleted, I think, over 1,000 tweets from her feed. And so Joe Manchin was not impressed with her testimony and says he's probably a no on Neera Tanden, which would mean you need a Republican. And no Republican has said that they're interested in voting for her either. So it looks like her confirmation is in peril. They've actually tabled the rest of the hearings because they don't know what they're going to do with her. Also, Javier Becerra, the attorney general from California, who for whatever reason was picked to run Health and Human Services, is also a bit controversial.
What are his qualifications to do that?
He was very involved in the ACA, the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
That's kind of the main thing.
He's also looked at as not even a pro-choice person, but a pro-abortion legislator. And so to be sitting in Health and Human Services, a lot of conservative Republicans take issue with that. He also has no medical experience, not even in pharmaceuticals or virology. And people say, you know, that may have worked a couple of years ago before the pandemic.
Who do you know to get on the list? Is this a Kamala Harris deal?
Yes, he's part of Kamala's squad, but also it was a thank you because he sued Trump's administration like 158 times during their time in office. So it's kind of a thank you, and sure, Kamala knows him as well. But anyway, that one is sort of in peril. I haven't seen where the senators are on that, but people are looking at Joe Manchin about whether or not he'll confirm. More importantly, the COVID-19 stimulus bill is getting passed through the House. It's going to go to the Senate. The Senate parliamentarian said you cannot include a $15 an hour federal minimum wage, and Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema said that they would not vote for a $15 minimum wage as part of a reconciliation bill, which is what this is, because it violates Senate rules.
Who's voting against the bill because it's full of pork and garbage? Who's standing up and saying...
Well, everybody seems to have a piece of something that they want in it, so...
Well, that's how they get the stuff passed.
You have to take the whole... Right, exactly. Yeah, so yeah. If you're willing to push your stuff through, then you have to, you know...
It's not in the best interest of the American people. Meanwhile, speaking of minimum wage, you may have seen that Costco has announced this week they will start paying $16 an hour next week to everybody. That's the minimum wage they will pay.
Costco's making bank right now in the pandemic.
And Costco is giving the boys at Amazon a little food for thought, as they really have been raking in very quietly. They've been maneuvering themselves into a lot of different positions when it comes to online stuff. So look for Costco, in my opinion. Actually, be a good stock to own. I'd be interested in seeing whether Warren Buffett owns any of Costco. But these are people who are not going to bow down to Amazon at the feet of what everybody thinks. Oh, Amazon. I always buy from Amazon. You might want to check out Costco because they're doing a lot of the same things. And that's not a paid announcement. It's just an observation. Okay, number four on the list of people is Merrick Garland, who seems to be in good stead as he tries to get confirmed, right? Or is he getting confirmed already for the Attorney General? Hello.
No. Merrick Garland has not been... No. He has not been confirmed yet.
I don't know if he's been confirmed
yet.
Well, I thought...
He's in the process, right?
He's not been confirmed. He had his hearings this week. And I don't know. In my mind, they were pretty lackluster. But he should be confirmed. Mitch McConnell is the Republican, as the minority leader said, he'll vote to confirm him. The idea is that most Republicans will vote for people who are at least qualified. I mean, you've always got your five holdouts or so that are not going to vote for anybody that Joe Biden puts out, as we saw with Trump, the same thing on the other side. But by and large, if people are qualified, then they can sit there and get a confirmation. What I will just tell you, because I watched the Merrick Garland hearings, is of all of the cabinet appointees of Joe Biden's, this is the one that I actually had the highest hopes for because he seems to be well-respected on both the Republican and the Democrat side of the aisle, and people have said he's fair and all of this. But I was so disturbed by his testimony. He would not commit to an answer. He seemed like he didn't know much about anything. He just said, I don't know about that. I'll have to get back to you on that. I don't know about that. Now, maybe that's a tactic, but it doesn't exactly breed confidence. And
That's like he's a lawyer, Jennifer. And if you go into a deposition, I did a deposition this week.
Well, Amy Coney Barrett also didn't answer a lot of questions, and no one had an issue with that.
Lawyers will tell you,
because they're lawyers.
The way that you answer a question is, I forget, I don't know.
Amy Coney Barrett's famous line was, well, I can't speculate. I can't speculate.
And I understand that.
About everything. So,
well, I understand that because that,
if that didn't bother people, then this shouldn't bother about Merrick
Garland. But it's a little different because Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as a Supreme Court justice, did the same thing. And that's what Amy Coney Barrett replicated. And that is, we can't say what if because we don't know what the court case is until it gets in front of us. And that's when we have to decide and make our decision.
Okay. Sure.
And that was the RBG rule. And that's what Amy Coney Barrett did during her confirmation. But Merrick Garland was a little different. They asked him, will you keep the special prosecutor? And he said, I don't know. I mean, the special prosecutor, you either will or you won't. I mean, it seems like a fine answer. When it came to border, will you enforce the laws of land at the border? I don't know. Well, how is that? Your job as attorney general is to enforce the law, not to be partisan. So it should just be clear answers, but it was just lackluster, that's all.
I think the problem is, and we saw this a lot in the last 4 years, the Attorney General, the job of the Attorney General has become extremely political. Bill Barr was, basically Trump's personal attorney. Jeff Sessions refused to be that.
Can I ask a question that's not meant to be argumentative? How was Bill Barr President Trump's personal attorney?
There were so many examples of where he stepped in where he should not.
Like, one.
Come on, how many there are.
I'm curious because here's something that happened on my show that I host in Los Angeles. Somebody called in and said that same kind of talking point. Bill Barr was Trump's personal attorney. I said, okay, how? And the caller said, well, I don't know, just a lot of things that he did. And I said, okay, just give me one. And we were up against a break, and I put the caller on hold. And I said, look, I'm going to give you time to think of one, and I'll come back to you. So you'll have 5 minutes here to figure out exactly what thing Bill Barr did as Trump's personal attorney. And
I can give you two examples right off the top of my head that were very personal to me. Okay, the number one thing that really pissed me off as a woman, and this is personal and this is separate from governmental stuff and whatever, but when Bill Barr decided that Trump, the president, was no longer the defendant in the case with, and the woman's name is blank, I'm blanking on the woman's name now, who's suing him for a rape, Bill Barr stepped in where he should not have, and he made the American government, it's the United States now versus that lady, which means you cannot sue the United States.
That was improper.
Negates.
I agree with you.
That was so unethical on so many levels.
And I know a lot of people were upset about that, but the reason Bill Barr did it is because it was consistent to the same thing that happened with Bill Clinton when he was in office. Yeah. So
two wrongs don't make a right.
Exactly. But precedence is what.
There's,
no. All right, let's keep moving.
Bill Barr did a lot of suppressing of investigations into Trump, too, and the tax returns. There's a lot.
Yogananda Pittman, is she a new yogi in Washington? We'll find out in a moment here on the DJV overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 833-8-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions, equal housing, matter license in all 50 states, and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Dell's semi-annual sale is a perfect time to power up productivity and gaming victories. Now you can save what Dell employees save on high-performance tech. Save 17% on the latest XPS and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, check out exclusive savings on Dell monitors, headsets, and accessories for greater immersion in all you do. Upgrade today by calling 800-BUY-DELL. Again, that's 800-BUY-DELL, or you can visit dell.com/semi-annual sale.
All right, let's move back to the charts, the people charts for this week, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. And the next name is Yogananda Pittman. And I facetiously said, oh, a new yogi in town. In fact, Ms. Pittman is the new chief of the United States Capitol Police. She is being put there because of the miserable performance of the person who was there before her with regard to what happened in January. So whatever else... we know, I don't know, you know, that much more about her. She's been there for us, seems to be a career police person. So, I mean, what else do you have to say? Wait and see what she does. I don't know whether people are taking a shot at her because she's black.
She's in the photo.
Because
she's
a woman.
The reason that we're talking about the Capitol Police is because there was the first of what will be a lot of hearings on what happened on January 6th. And so there was a hearing this week, not with the former guy, Stephen Sund, who was the one who resigned after the Capitol riots. And so he was on the hot seat. Two other people, I think someone from Metro, from the Washington, D.C. Police Department was there, and another person talking about what they knew, when they knew it, and that kind of thing on January the 6th.
All right, Donald Trump is in the number two position this week as far as people are concerned, and it's more, I guess maybe one of the big things is he's speaking at CPAC. Is that next week? When is that?
Sunday.
This Sunday. Okay, so he's the featured speaker. Well, I mean, that's no surprise either. That's like red meat for that bunch, right?
They put it in Florida. They moved it. They moved it in Florida.
Right. So his backyard.
For him to get there, he's wrapped in a cocoon of praise in Florida.
Right. Oh, yeah, they love that. Okay, number one, Joe Biden. Who is? I don't know if it's concerned or what do we know about this raid? I've heard very little conversation.
That's true,
And I think there ought to be the airstrike against the Iran-backed militia that was ordered yesterday. We're doing this program on Friday. So there were 15 rocket attacks. Apparently, the Iranians took a shot at the base in northern Iraq. And so the airstrike against Iran, they must be suicidal. Either that or they're so deftly wrapped up in their own egos, the Ayatollah and some of the other.
This every time. They test new administrations. It's very.
Well, Joe gave him something to think about, it would seem, right? It was right back. Bingo.
One targeted missile attack. Yeah, back.
Yeah.
The 22 people were killed, though. It's pretty effective for one attack. Yeah.
The interesting thing is that there's been some criticism because both Jen Psaki and Joe Biden took issue with Trump's administration for launching airstrikes into Syria. And so now imagine this is topic for fodder for conversation. Jen Psaki said, what's the legal authority for these strikes? Assad is a brutal dictator, but Syria is a sovereign country. So we'll see how they answer that over the next couple of days.
Also, the administration has taken to task the Russians. Victoria, what's that? Sanctioning Russia for those solar wind hacks? You want to give us a few moments on that?
We don't know what the sanctions are, but we know that they're coming. And the interesting thing about that is that they're lumping it in with not just the solar winds hack, which went after at least 9 U.S. agencies and 100 private American companies, but they're also getting some retaliation for the poisoning of Alexei Navalny, which is interesting. That's a real personal attack on Putin. That's a big stance. And also election interfering, which the Russians have been doing for the last numerous cycles.
Hold their feet to the fire. All right. Thank you, ladies. Jay, Victoria, Jennifer, I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, 53 after the hour here. Time for us to go through the top 5 items in the world of technology. Victoria Keelan is here to do that service. So we start at number 5 every week. At this time, Instagram is in the number 5 slot. Why?
Instagram's trying to do something helpful, especially during the pandemic where a lot of people who've had, you know, different mental issues, mental health problems, mental health stressors, eating disorders have actually been on the rise during the pandemic and during quarantine. So Instagram is adding resources for people who are affected by eating disorders. And so now if you search for hashtags or content that's potentially related to disordered eating, Instagram will guide that user to resources or helplines, including the National Eating Disorders Association, that's NEDA, in the U.S. as well as in the U.K., Australia, and Canada. Instagram says currently that it tries to blur out potentially triggering content in search results, and it does direct people to a generalized crisis support, but now this is going to be even more specifically designed around eating disorders. So this is National Eating Disorders Awareness Week programming, and this is what they're trying to help reach, especially young women who tend to suffer, and young men do as well, but the numbers tend to be a little higher for women suffering from eating disorders. So especially with Instagram being such a visual platform that people are constantly comparing themselves to what looks like perfection, I think Instagram is the right resource, actually, to try to reach people to help them. So I think it's a good thing.
Number 4, a question about blue light blocking glasses.
Well, also during the pandemic, one of the things that have spiked in sales are blue light blocking eyeglasses to help with digital eye strain, since we're looking at screens all day long and no one's really taking a break going from the laptop, the desktop to, you know, your iPhone, smartphone, whatever. And so there are two different studies that came out from the College of Optometry at State University of New York. And essentially, both of these studies showed that you're probably wasting your money buying blue light blocking glasses. The one thing that they agree on is that if you are reading a tablet or your phone later on in the evening, that they will help not mess up your sleep patterns. But in terms of digital eye strain, the best thing to do is the 20/20/20 rule. For every 20 minutes that you're looking at a screen, then take your eyes off the screen, look at something that's at least 20 feet away for at least 20 seconds, and that will actually help decrease the eye strain more.
Number three, Instacart is expanding.
Yep, Instacart started as a grocery delivery service, but it's increasingly moving into delivering office supplies, sporting goods, TVs, electronics, makeup, and drugstore essentials. The latest move is that Instacart has partnered with Walgreens for same-day delivery, and they've announced this partnership so that you'll be able to get over-the-counter medications, beauty items, and other drugstore purchases the same way that you would if you were ordering groceries. This is starting in Illinois, and within the next few weeks, this will expand to 8,000 Walgreens stores across the country. So really good news for people who, you know, it's one thing to get your prescriptions delivered, and a lot of services and apps do provide that. But if you need other things from Walgreens, you know, in the beauty department, or if you just need, you know, personal hygiene supplies, things like that, there's really no way to get those delivered until now. So I think Instacart and Walgreens, it's going to be a very successful partnership.
All right, number two is a new way to catch a Lyft.
This is a new old way to catch a Lyft. This is kind of funny, and I know that, you know, on the DJV show this week, you got a kick out of this. And actually, this has gotten some buzz online as well. It's kind of fun. So the new feature that Lyft is offering, it's called Call a Lyft. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's perfect for seniors, they say, and folks without access to the Lyft app. You actually call the number, 631-201-LYFT, between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. on Monday through Friday, and they will book a ride for you. The only thing that you do need, you need at least a flip phone. You need some sort of phone that they can confirm with a text message. You don't need a smartphone, but you definitely have to at least have a flip phone. And this is kind of funny because this takes over the space of GoGo Grandparent, which stepped in as an intermediary for ride sharing and food delivery companies because a lot of older folks didn't have access to the apps and the computers. So Lyft is trying to take a little bit of that business.
Number one, the Biden folks are after the Russians.
Yes, so the Biden administration is preparing sanctions and other measures to punish Russia for actions for the SolarWinds cyber espionage campaign, as well as attacking and poisoning Alexei Navalny, which is a very strong stance from the U.S. government. Criminal activity into elections, they're going to come up with a lot of sanctions. I don't think Russia is going to be happy with this, and so but it's overdue. 100 private companies and at least 9 U.S. government agencies were hit by the SolarWinds cyber attack, and we don't even know yet what information was stolen.
Yep, you got to go after the Russians, the Chinese, all that stuff. Is the more we pursue them, the better it is. It's 59 past the hour. Those are the top 5 tech stories of the week. Thanks to Victoria Keelan.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.